The Sitka Tribe of Alaska is asking for better enforcement of rules that prohibit out-of-state residents from harvesting subsistence herring roe. The tribe's concern centers around commercial fishing vessels that bring in tons of the eggs and give them away for free. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Herring roe is a traditional food for many Alaska natives, and every year it's collected from hemlock branches submerged throughout Sitka Sound. As the commercial herring fishery has grown, the Sitka tribe has expressed concern about the amount of herring eggs available for harvest. In an attempt to counter that concern, the Southeast Herring Conservation Alliance started a program where commercial vessels would bring in herring roe on hemlock branches and distribute it for free at harbors. Last year, the fishing vessel Julia K harvested about 65,000 pounds of roe on hemlock, with about half of that distributed for free in Sitka. The rest was split among Hoonah, Angoon, Cake, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. That's according to the Julia K's captain, Steve Demert. Demert didn't want to speak on tape, but he says he has Alaska residents on board while he harvests the roe. He himself is not an Alaska resident. He lives near Seattle, and that has raised concerns at the Sitka tribe. Neither tribe staff nor members of the tribal council named Demert or the Julia K during the council's public meeting on October 27th, but Tribe Resource Protection Director Jeff Feldposh says a Seattle residency was noticed as the tribe was reviewing surveys turned in by harvesters this year. And so, at its October 27th meeting, the tribal council asked its staff to write a letter asking the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to enforce the ban on out-of-state residents harvesting subsistence roe. Tribal Council member Tom Gamble.
If you open the resources up to outside interests, people that aren't living here, it doesn't quite, for me, satisfy a person's opportunity to go out and harvest.
Gamble emphasized that the council's recommendation is not about any individual captain or vessel, but he said if non-residents are harvesting, it limits the opportunities of residents.
You know, I'm not an expert by any means on the regulations, but the opportunity to harvest is as important as anything is actually harvesting. And it's a big part of tribal life. And, as living in the community, the rural community, it's not just a native preference for subsistence. It's a bigger issue for the whole community to weigh in on.
If our ultimate goal is to provide the herring eggs for our people, you know, accomplishing the task is what we should be doing.
That's Tribal Council member George Paul, who was the only member of the council to vote against writing the letter to Fish and Game. Paul says he's concerned that asking for tougher enforcement could harm other communities and create bad feelings toward the tribe.
If the intent of the action tonight is to say that that boat will not provide that service, that next year or in the future, there will be no boat that is going to go to those villages to distribute herring eggs from Sitka Sound, then those people that benefited from it this last year will probably be upset.
Demert, who captains the Julia K, says Fish and Game officials are aware of his activity and they know that he has residents on board to perform the harvest. He says if Fish and Game enforces the rules, quote, I'll probably be out of the picture, unquote, and that he's disappointed the tribe is planning to ask for tougher enforcement. Feldposh at the tribe says the letter to Fish and Game is in the process of being drafted. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.